Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here for the next 2 hours on AM 760 WJR with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Calverly, and I am the Outside Guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy. Happy to be with you. I got to ask you, partner. Are those
No. You're going to insult me. Somehow there's going to be an insult right away. Out of the shoot, you're going to insult me.
No, this is an honest inquiry. I just want to know if those are goosebumps or you have some kind of rash.
There you go. There you go. That's called passive aggressive, you son of a gun. Well, I knew it.
With the weather we've had so many listeners, you know, that have asked us about condensation on their baseboards and their exterior walls and their windows.
Interior windows, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Inside of the windows, yeah.
It's our article in the Detroit News Homestyle section this upcoming Friday. We'll talk to that issue for all of you that are curious about it, but we'll also chat during the show about that because it is a real issue for everybody.
It is a real issue for everybody. And on the cusp of that, this week's article in the Detroit News Homestyle section is something I think everybody out there needs to read.
Do you really? And,
I do. It's basic. It's
not, you know, just
it's,
look at the pictures.
Not just look at the pictures. No, contract basics. You know, Chuck, we've talked about this so many times in the state of Michigan.
Gosh.
And unfortunately, you and I both know that so many, and I want the homeowners to listen to this, so many professionals do not know what is required to be on a contract or to be on a business card or to be on an advertising pamphlet. And the article from this week, which people can check out right now at theinsideoutsideguys.com or the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook.
And they can do that free of charge, right?
Free of charge, sir. Free of charge. Talks about the basics of contracts. It's a great article. And we'll be talking about that, you know, through the show. Talking about referrals and what's called a first party warranty. We'll discuss that along with taking everyone's phone calls whenever they want. They can call right now if they want to. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
You and I make it clear we're not attorneys, nor do we pretend to be, but I had a situation years ago. It's that old thing. We in that article, we tell people, if you deal with an attorney, and we've got a few that we would refer, you want to have somebody that has experience and knowledge in the construction industry, because if they don't, they probably aren't going to solve your problem. But years ago, I had a sales guy that worked for a very popular, well-known company in the metro area that was trying to quit. He was trying to take his leads with him, right? So they're threatening him, you know, you better not call anybody that, you know. And I said, give me a copy of the contract that you use. And again, I'm not an attorney, never going to be one, but
no, but you're good at that. You've always been good at contracting. And
I know the industry, right?
Right.
And I looked at his contract and I said, I found two places where their contract was in violation of Michigan law. I said, just take this back to them and say, tell you what, I'm taking my leads with me and I won't report you guys for these contract violations. And he called me a week later and he wanted to give me money and I should have taken it because then I could have your kind of money. But long story short, you got to know the industry to understand the nuance of what you should be, you know, signing with any of these people that come to your door.
And you know what? No matter what, I love that you said that, because no matter what it says on that contract cannot trump Michigan state law, period. No matter what's on there. And I love that.
Exactly. Even if you sign it.
Well, there's so much of that out there where people will say, no, this is our policy. Well, I'm sorry, but your policy is wrong and it's illegal. So
here's one little one, and we didn't get a chance to put this in the article, but some contracts will stipulate that this great deal they're giving you is contingent upon you putting a sign in their yard for a month.
Right.
That's illegal. That Michigan law will not support that. It actually speaks contrary to that you cannot offer an incentive contingent upon obligating the buyer to do your marketing and promotions for you. But people do it all the time and think it's just right as rain. And gosh, we save $500 and all we got to do is put this yard sign out for 30 days. It's like, no.
So tell me about this, because I've talked to people about this. I've done this for people. We're all done with the job. We're close to done with the job. And I say, man, I'll take care of that if you do this for me. If you let me put a yard sign out, if you give me a referral, if you give me a 5-star rating, I'll take care of that. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, and it's interesting because a listener may hear that and go, well, isn't that the same thing you just talked about? And it's not. Because you made it clear, you already had the job, you're doing the job, and you're continuing, and it's kind of an ongoing negotiation. Look, I'll do this additional thing for you. You do this thing for me.
Right.
But you cannot make the initial contract contingent upon that in exchange for a better buy or a better deal.
And I can guarantee you, if there are 100 housing salespeople listening to us right now,
oh gosh,
99 of them are going, oh crap, I had no idea.
Yeah.
But that's not only, very important, but it's the law.
It's the law. There are, like I said, there are contracts where you can actually see the verbiage in there. And here's what a good attorney will tell you. They'll tell you that if you have language in a written agreement that is contrary to law, you could potentially invalidate the entire agreement on behalf of the, the complaining party, which in our case would be typically a homeowner, right?
Absolutely. As I remember years ago, sitting down with a good friend of yours, Bruce Tobin, and going over contracts.
Who was an attorney?
Yeah, who was an attorney? I apologize. He's a very good attorney in the Metro Detroit area. And literally looking at the font size, he brought out one of his legal books, opened it up, State of Michigan, and looked at what the legal font size needs to be on a contract. And it's just like this. It's just so many things out there that if you don't pay really close attention, I'm saying really close attention, you're going to get in trouble. Or you have the potential to get in trouble. Could you imagine after 10 years of having a business with that contract, losing money because someone figured out you didn't have the proper font size?
You know, it's funny because that old adage about read the fine print, and people don't understand that the law actually addresses the idea of what constitutes fine print. Yeah. Relative to font size and font type. It is interesting. I remember a guy back when we used to have the CC paper, the carbonless copy stuff. So you'd have a pink and a green and a yellow.
It's the only way I knew how to do it for years.
Well, this guy did one page, except on the back of each CC copy, he had text and you couldn't read it because it was green and pink and yellow.
Wow. Well, we're going to continue this conversation after the break. If you're a homeowner out there that has had problems with contractors or you need some advice with a contract, we're going to continue the discussion when we get back from break. But here's a company I guarantee has 100% legal contract. And with this freezing and thawing around your foundation, you may need them sooner than you think. And that company is Michigan's largest foundation and basement contractor, Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us for the next 2 hours. I want to remind everybody we started early today at 9 a.m., but we're going to be done early at 11 a.m. because we're being usurped by Michigan State basketball.
Yes, sir.
Which unfortunately, they're not quite as – they're going to have to work hard to get in the tournament this year, as is U of M, by the way.
Yeah, neither one of them are doing a very good showing on the hardwood this year, are they?
Oh, a good friend of ours, Jared Beauchamp, has got a bunch of billboards all over Metro Detroit freeways that says, love your water. And a lot of people don't get that, but I spent some time with a brother-in-law of mine this week, and we bought one of the Brita pitchers with a filter in it, carbon filter.
Sure.
And they're very much like the reverse osmosis systems that Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions sells. And he and I kind of did taste tests out of the faucet and out of that pitcher after 24 hours. And there was night and day difference in the taste of the water. I mean, you actually do love the water that comes through that system. So we want to remind everybody that in this bitter cold that we're all experiencing, you become dehydrated very quickly, and you should be drinking more water. But if you don't like it, it's not going to happen, right?
You're right.
So we strongly suggest you take advantage of Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions' free in-house water test. It's free.
Why wouldn't you? Whether you have a system already, bring them in to test that water and make sure everyone is drinking and absorbing as healthy as water as possible. Just makes sense, doesn't it?
And love it.
Yes, sir. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. I want to tell everybody the guys are going to be at the pool and spa show, the backyard pool and spa show on the 18th, which is 2 weeks from today. And right now, be caller 9 at 800-859-0957 to pick up a pair of tickets to the backyard pool and spa show and come see the inside outside guys on the 18th of this month.
That's a fun show.
Caller 9-800-859-0957. Yes, it is a fun show. It's a real fun show.
If it doesn't inspire dreaming, kind of like the Novi one we were at a couple of weeks ago, I don't know what does. I just love that stuff.
Me too.
So you have a pool?
Oh, I had a pool for years, and I'd have a pool again.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's funny Well, no, I'm going to buy a cheap pool this year. I'm going to buy literally a $300 or $400 one of those plastic ones that are held up with the PVC sides
for your dog or you?
No, for me and my daughter. I cleared out that one part of the backyard I told you about, and I've got it's just in the middle of the sun. So if you're gonna put a pool somewhere, that's a great spot to put it. I love pools. I had one. I built one in our backyard, and we had it for years until we moved, and you know it got to the point where I was the only one taking care of it, like everything else. So I did not build another one, and I don't want the expense of a big Doughboy, you know, oval pool or anything like that. I just want something that's kind of like a throwaway that I can put it up for a year, enjoy it, hopefully get a couple years out of it, and just something I love to swim. On a hot day, there's nothing better than coming into a pool and just diving in and relaxing. So I think I'm going to do something like that this summer.
You'll have to post pictures of your...
Nobody wants to see that, Chuck. Nobody wants to see that. Don't say that.
I was trying to think of how to say that, but I'm not even going to say what I was thinking. You know, I got a chance to talk to Chris Renwick this week. He was hosting for Guy Gordon about the housing market.
Yes, I heard that.
Because month over month, existing home sales are down 11th straight months.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, and that's nationally. Michigan reflects the national trend, and the new home sales permits, of course, are way down. And we kept telling people those mortgage rates, when they hit 7%, 5%, we saw the Gen Xers and the millennials back out of the market.
Right.
Because for them, it was crazy. Why would I sign a 30-year commitment and pay that kind of interest? But I think as interest rates now are starting to level off and drop a little on the 30-year commitments and the 15-year fixed rates, I think we're going to see, I'm predicting, come spring, summer, an uptick.
I agree with you.
I think they'll get back in the market.
You know, I was thinking yesterday how quickly people forget, and especially people our age, Chuck. Go back to 2007, 2000. Do you remember 2007? You would drive down a side street, whether it be in Woodhaven or Royal Oak, and you would see, you know, 10%, 20% of the houses up for sale because it was just a great market like we had last year. And overnight, that market died. Our market died. We had never seen anything like it when it came to the contracting industry and how much it hurt. But you and I are both very confident that the remodeling part of the industry and the the roofing, the maintaining your house, that's not going anywhere because all of these homes that are being built and have been built over the last 100 years are going to need constant maintenance.
Yeah, our prediction and the prognostications.
Yes, it's okay. That'll work.
Of all the people that are smarter than us with more degrees after their name are saying that the remodeling industry is just going to flourish. for the next 6, 8, 10 years, as long as there's no intrusion and, you know, from interest rates or war or whatever.
And boy, did we see that last week at the No Buy Home Show, did we not?
We did, yeah.
You know, it's funny because we're talking, we always try to get the pulse. When we go into one on a Saturday morning, our first question is to ask a lot of our team partners, you know, how was yesterday? How was Friday for you? And that kind of sets the tone for the whole show. And what we heard, and so let's take Mark from Rhino Shield. Mark Mears here from Rhino Shield. Ken, there's a lot of buyers here. Not a lot of tire kickers, a lot of buyers. Really, Mark, did you find the same thing at your Grand Rapids show last week? Absolutely. Everybody there that came to that show were buyers. So that's really good news for the industry,
yeah.
But it's going to be more difficulty for homeowners finding the contractors and trying to get them on the schedule, because that part is not slowing down.
No, I agree with you 1,000%. And hopefully everyone's listening, because you and I started about 5 years ago to tell people, look, if you're planning a spring or summer or even a fall project, now is the time to be shopping. And let people that are trying to call know that when we come back from break, we will start taking those phone calls.
Yeah, right now we got Marilyn from Woodhaven. We'll get her after the break. We don't want to take a phone call going into the break. We've done it before and then ask them to hold on. So when we get back from break, we'll take more of your phone calls. 888-654-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. We're going to continue our discussion with the contracts. And if you want to join us, go look at our article in the Detroit News Home Style section. Right now you can find it at DetroitNews.com. You can also find it at TheInsideOutsideGuys.com, the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. We are everywhere.
So if you were a mouse, would you be trying to get into my house in this cold weather?
Boy, let's do some Dr. Seuss stuff here. A mouse?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
That's as much as I can get to. Hey, we are getting these emails, Chuck. We're getting these emails almost on a regular basis where people are starting to see evidence of mice. Remember, a mouse's body can fit into a hole 10% of his body size. That is absolutely amazing. So you need to get all those areas sealed up. You need to make sure those mice can't get in. If they do get in, you want them to leave and die. And to do that, you need to call Rove Pest.
888-654-GUYS, 888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a couple calls. Should we go right to the phones?
Yeah, we should. Let's start off with Marilyn in Woodhaven, who has a question about pavers. Good morning, Marilyn. You're on with the guys.
I'm all my pavers cleaned in between. They have the moss growing and everything, and I also have some sinking. So those need to be lifted. I'm just wondering, how soon in the year is it okay to have this kind of work done?
As soon as we know the frost isn't going to come back into the ground, which is, I mean, you could, many years it's March, some years it's May. But if you want to get on someone's schedule, we suggest you give them a call now and have them come out and take a look at it. And you can probably get someone to get on it pretty early in the spring.
Okay, yeah. Actually, I did last fall, and I was afraid that time of the year wasn't a good time. So I'm still hanging over my head to get this work done. So I just didn't want them to be out here too soon and it not go well. So unless they judge that themselves, I don't know.
Sure. Well, let me tell you, fall is a really good time of year to get that kind of work done, because you're going to have the most protection on those pavers heading into the winter. So, you know, we get a lot of questions about concrete in the fall and those kind of questions in the fall. As long as it's not within freezing within about 24 hours of, you know, of it going down or a sealer being put on the pavers, fall's a great time of year to do that kind of work.
So ideally then September or October is better than in the summer or spring?
Well, we say better. I mean, the best time of year to lay concrete is October, November, but we do it all summer long. You just got to take different precautions as you're doing it. Uh-huh. So, you know, doing it any time of year except this time of year is fine. You just get more protection going into the winter.
Okay, so this is probably a dumb. So what kind of protection is it that you're getting in the fall?
No dumb questions out there.
No, well, there aren't.
if they put a new polymeric sand between those pavers. So here's what they have to do. They've got to come out with a power washer, and they're going to power wash that entire thing, which is going to pull every bit of the sand between those pavers out. And then when they're all done leveling and putting it back in, and then they put that sealer on top of it. I mean, if you have that sealer on in October instead of June, I mean, it's going to wear off over time. So I was just telling you, don't be afraid to do that kind of work in fall. To me, concrete's a great time to do that kind of work because it cures slower. I just happened to mention that.
Gotcha.
Concrete will cure slower if you do it in, you know, when the nights are cooler. So that's why fall is a great time of year to do concrete.
And if you put those sealers on, you'll keep some of the salts and the waters out of the product this time of year when it might be freezing for 3 days and then it thaws and melts and then it freezes again. That's what tears the roads up and the sidewalks and everything else.
Right. Okay.
Does that help you?
Absolutely. It's put the project back a little bit, which is fine. But if that's the best time to do it, I want to do it at the best time. I mean, there's no hurry. They're ugly right now, and that's all. But you know, with all that moss growing in between all of them. But okay.
Marilyn?
Yeah.
For other people that are listening that love the look of that moss in their pavers, people like that look. It is terrible for your pavers because this time of year, that moss is wet, it freezes and pushes everything apart. So I know people might like that look, but you're very smart to be getting that out of there.
Yeah.
You will make that paver patio last years, possibly decades longer by staying on top of it like you are.
Even by killing innocent moss, Ken?
Especially.
Okay, great to know. No, I'm not a fan of that look, so I want to get that out of there and have it looking clean again. So, all right, well, thank you so very much for the information. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. And if you need help with it, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. We have contractors that can help, okay?
Awesome. Okay, thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. Very welcome.
Hey, let's stay with the phones. Well, don't you think? 888-654-GUYS. We've got Greg from Shelby Township on. Greg, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Dynamic Duo, Mr. Positive. God, you guys brighten up everyone's day. We love it here.
Bless your heart.
Yes, you definitely do it. There's going to be some thawing coming up in the next week or so. And what do we look for in the basements, the leakage? If you have brick or with the other one, it could possibly be leakage. Yeah. Cinder block, yes. And if you have cinder block or other things, what can we look for with the thawing of the weather?
Well, I mean, Chuck, this time of year, if I had a block basement, I would just go down there and look for any hairline cracks. That's it. I'd look for any hairline cracks. I'd look for any moistures, especially in the bottom corners of the basement.
Efflorescence in the block.
Efflorescence in the block, yeah. You know, the static pressure, what's happening right now is that ground's freezing. It's putting static pressure against those basement walls. Because your house is sitting on top of that basement wall, it's also putting pressure down, which helps. So as it starts to thaw and the ground starts to release some of that liquid, that's when you may notice it. And if we have a very wet spring, that's when Foundation Systems of Michigan's and Foundation Solutions 360, their phone starts to ring off the hook. So you're smart for that question. People, keep an eye on your basement. Very important.
Thank you, you guys. Mr. Positive wants to enlighten with these great questions and with your great answers. I love it. You guys are rule, and you have a great week ahead. Be safe.
God, thank you very much. I wish our wives liked us that much.
I know it. I know Ken and I started doing this show 15, almost 16 years ago because our wives told us to get out of the house on the weekends.
15 years ago, next month, Bob. Oh, and by the way, I want to congratulate everybody out there that we have just gotten through the 10 darkest weeks of the year. They are behind us.
You did that
on
Facebook, didn't you?
I did, yeah. But we have the 10 darkest days of the year. Daylight saving time is about, to me, Chuck, that is spring, no matter what the calendar says. That is about 5 weeks away. And my wife actually pointed out to me, I was like, Ken, it's staying lighter later, isn't it? Sure is.
You know what? The calendar is an artificial construct anyway that man created. I say the inside-outside guys change everything, and we declare spring as of last week. Why not?
Chuck, are you becoming woke?
I don't. I can't even.
An artificial construct. It's like.
I remember years ago.
You want to change in it?
But it is. Think about it. I mean, well, the fact that we track it, we think we can save it, make it. You know, time is something we created, if you will. I mean, the passage of, you know, sunrises and sunsets is real, but the fact that we assign, you know, a month to it, or a 28-day calendar to February versus 31 in June, what really? So since it's arbitrary anyway, I say we create our own.
Okay. You first.
How do we combine the names Bridenstine and Calverley to name a new calendar, a new annual calendar?
No one will pay any attention to it, Chuck. You
the
know,
Calvinstein. Calvinstein.
You know what we are going to be doing, though, and I want people to hear this, and I'm saying it, Chuck. I'm saying it out loud on the radio, on the air. Mm-hmm. With our we are committing. In our articles that we write once a month, we are going to start helping people, because you and I have always said
once a week.
You and I have always said that if people can spend 1 hour a week working on their houses, on the things that aren't normal, you know, not the mowing the lawn, not the vacuuming, not the washing the windows, but to caulk seams or to fill voids, walk 1 hour a week, that they could keep great, they could take great care of their biggest investment. So what we're going to start doing once a month is putting an article out, and some of our best emails out there, and giving tips on a monthly basis on how people can do those kind of things around their home. So I said it right here. I'll commit to it. I know you will too. And absolutely. Eventually what we'll do is we'll save a calendar over the next year that we will get out to people as well. So when we get back from break, we'll take your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS.
You know, everybody has been a little chillier in their homes this past week, and we've got a company. If you haven't already talked to C&C Heating and Air Conditioning, we're telling you, call them now, get a furnace check, make sure everything is running the way it should. C&C Heating and Air Conditioning.
Good morning, everybody. The Inside Outside Guys are thrilled to be with you this morning and 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com and the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. We are taking your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Coming up at 10:30, we're going to have the Victor, formerly from Victor's Roofing, now Victor's Home Solutions. Victor's going to come on with us and talk about some of the new bathroom remodel projects. We are really looking forward to that. One of those companies that if you hire them, you don't have to worry. They customer services everything to Victor's Home Solutions.
Yeah, that's going to be a very interesting discussion. We're looking forward to that. Also, I remind you, we're taking your calls, 888-654-GUYS.
Chuck, last weekend at the Novi Home Show, once again, it was such a wonderful show. We always meet so many nice people because everyone likes to come say hi to us. A lot of the people want to show us what they're selling or what they made. And last week we had a gentleman's wife stop by the booth, Bill Pino. He's out of Lake Orion. And Bill and his bride made a device called the Bi-Cracky, B-I-Cracky, Bi-Cracky. And what this device is, it was a cool little device, and it's something that people have struggled with for years. We talk about driveway maintenance. And when the cracks and the voids in your driveway get full of gunk, and we're talking the gunk that comes off your car, we're talking the dirt that comes down there, then those cracks freeze. You know, the water's in that dirt. And it frees, it pushes it apart. And those joints were made for a couple of reasons. One, we want the concrete to crack, but we also want that to be a canal for that water to wash away.
Well, to isolate the slabs too, the main one down the middle.
Absolutely.
Is an isolation joint. We talked about that, I think.
It controls that. Absolutely. But this product basically goes in, and it's really easy. It's a hand tool. It scrapes everything out of there, scrapes the dirt out of there, scrapes anything out of there that is inside those cracks. And the product is BiCracky, and go to BiCracky.com. BiCracky.com. Very reasonable price. They're out of Lake Orion, local company. Check them out, guys. Really good.
Would that work on Marilyn's problems with her paver scanner?
Yes, it would. Yeah, they use that product to clean without using, because a lot of people don't have power washers. And you and I have said this before. If someone took this product, the BiCracky, and they scraped all the dirt out of those joints, and it's very easy to do, you'll see the product, and then just took water and a stiff bristle push broom and scraped it all down, at that point you could seal it. You know, power washers sometimes get out too much of the material if someone uses it wrong. So this is just another way of doing it, and we want people to check that out. It's just a good
thing. I agree.
We like to help local people out whenever we can, and they were very, very nice people. So 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Taking your calls. Phone lines are open. Let's talk to Linda in Lincoln Park. Good morning, Linda. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Oh, good morning. I'd like you to recommend someone to put a surge protector on a circuit breaker.
Piece of cake.
Easy to do.
What are you specifically looking for it for, Linda?
Well, I understand that with this power grid situation, it's a good idea to have one in case we have a blackout or whatever. Power's out for a long time. You can lose your stove and refrigerator and air conditioner and furnace.
Okay. Well, in your area, Linda, Lincoln Park, we are going to refer a great company. Been with the Inside Outside Guys for years. That's Bratcher Electric. And their phone number is 734-722-0037.
Okay, and they're local.
Oh, yes, ma'am. They're not far from you. Great company.
Okay,
734-722-0037.
Right. I have a couple follow-up questions for you. I know that would be their job, but would they have to pull a permit for something like this?
To put a surge protector on it, I don't think they do if they were modifying existing, and it depends on the jurisdiction, too. I don't think that's a state requirement. I don't know about Lincoln Park.
Okay.
But if they do, they will do it. Sorry.
Right. That would be, the ball would be in their court for that. I was just curious. And might I even need a new circuit breaker before the surge protector is put in?
Well, they'll tell you. They'll come out and take a look at your system and tell you your best bet. I mean, they're gonna want you to be safe. That's the bottom line. They're gonna want to make sure your system is safe. And as far as the permit goes, ma'am, give your jurisdiction a call. Call your local building department and say, "I'm gonna have a surge protector put in. Does the company need to pull a permit?"
Okay. And then I'm just curious: are there any potential problems that could happen with a surge protector?
None that I'm aware of. No. We do want to remind people, even whole house surge protection can fail if you have a strong enough surge. We have a story told from one of our friends that's an electrician that had a whole house surge protector on his own home, and he had a lightning strike right in the backyard, hit a big tree. And it literally, the surge protector did not protect his appliances in his own home with that tremendous, you know, voltage surge that they had with a near direct lightning strike. So all of those are subject to God and nature.
Yeah. Well, I haven't had any problems at all, but I've been hearing about this. I guess you call it a whole house surge protector that you get put on the circuit breaker. And it sounded like something that should be done.
It's not a bad idea. And even in older parts of the city where you have fluctuations in the line voltage and those wires that are coming in and feeding your home, that can put a strain on appliances. It can put a strain on laptops and computers and all kinds of things like that. So when you have Bratcher come in, indicate to them that that's one of your big concerns, and they can take steps and make recommendations to you to help protect you. They can't guarantee it, but they can help protect you.
Well, and my other question was, do surge protectors have life expectancies? Like, I know on stoves and refrigerators, they say, you know, 10 to 15 years or whatever, a furnace. How about with these protectors?
Yes, they do. Breakers do. Receptacles do. Switches do. And it depends on the quality of the product they're installing. It depends on the type of electricity you have. It depends on, you know, how consistent your incoming line voltage and amperage is. It depends on how clean the electricity is that you're getting to the house. So feel free to ask them specifically those questions when they have a chance to analyze your fuse panel when they come in.
Yeah, I didn't even know about how, when you said how clean the electricity is, I wouldn't even know that. And last of all, if I got a whole house outside standby generator, if I had that installed, then I wouldn't need a surge protector on the circuit breaker?
If you did a generator, would you need a surge protector?
Yeah.
They're two different things. They're literally two different things. But you wouldn't need one for the generator when it is in operation.
Linda, we'll talk more about this when we get back from break. Along with David from Bloomfield, we'll talk about his problem with the block basement wall. Linda, if you lived on the east side, we'd be referring Lake Point Electric to you, who does surge protectors, standby generators. If you need electrical help, call Lake Point Electric.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you, we're not just starting the show right now. We started at 9 a.m. today. We'll be done at 11, but we'll be here from 10 to noon tomorrow, I think, partner, won't we?
We'll be at our normal time tomorrow. Yep. Hey, people heard us tell them we're going to be at the pool, backyard pool and spa show on the 18th. Well, right now, be caller 9 to win tickets to the backyard pool and spa show February 17th. Through the 19th at the Suburban Collection Showplace. Once again, be caller 9 and wear a pair of tickets to the Backyard Pool and Spa Show.
800-859-0957, right?
Thank you, sir. You got it.
Gotcha.
You got it. All right, let's go to the phones. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to a very patient David from Bloomfield. Good morning, David. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. So here's my challenge. Home built in 1961, cinder block walls, and it was painted, or the blocks, the basement's been painted again and again. And in turn, I have a water problem, much like everybody that has cinder blocks or a cinder block basement, and there's bubbling. And I'm curious as to what the best cure to resolve that is, short of having an excavator come in and remove the dirt externally and backfill it with pea gravel. What can I do other than scraping all of that cinder and then painting again? I'm concerned that I'll end up to the exterior, to the dirt.
It will.
Yeah.
Ken and I always tell people, keep exterior water, roof water away from the house. That's the first, biggest, best thing you can do. If you do that, a lot of times you'll lower the content of the moisture in the soil surrounding the basement. Of course, it's coming from that soil. If it's hollow core block, that can make a huge difference.
It really can. I have a lot of experience with the issue you're talking about. And I think my first experience was when I was very young, putting glass block into my grandmother's basement walls. And when I would drop some pieces down the webbing, you could literally hear it go kerplunk because those basement walls were so painted. None of that water was getting out of those basement walls. And it was just filling up water in the webbing of the block. And Chuck, if I had it to do all over again, I mean, I would never even paint a basement wall.
not a block basement wall. It's funny because if you drill tiny holes with a good masonry bit and a hammer drill in the very bottom of a couple of those hollow cores and active water comes out, that will actually help you over time if you then take steps to make sure the roof water is not coming into that soil from outside. It's what so Ken said. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I've done is I have made every effort to minimize the amount of water that would be able to drain to the perimeter or the areas that the issue is existent. And in turn, I'm frustrated as to, I guess it's just a matter of taking, like you said, a masonry bit and drilling the walls and letting it drain that way.
If there's active water, then you're not going to stop that problem. And part of the issue is if there were no paint on there and there was not a sealer on there, that moisture would breathe into the house and you just have a higher humidity problem, which you can then deal with, you know, once it gets in that way. But the bubbling paint thing, our suggestions are your best solution.
Yeah, you started off with saying, how do you solve this without going to the outside? To be honest, there really isn't any way to solve it. I mean, you can try to, like Chuck said,
okay,
you know, stop the humidity down there. When you drill that hole, or if you're going to drill the hole in the block, try to do it as close as you can to a drain. So and get right to the drain.
Okay.
So
okay.
See if you do get active water out of there. That will make a difference.
Sure.
Okay. I appreciate your sharing your thoughts.
Thanks, David. You giving us the call, buddy.
Yeah, we really do. That's everybody that's listening, I don't care if you've got a block foundation or poured wall or crawl space. You know, Ken and I have written articles repeatedly on the idea of good gutters, good downspouts, and extensions that take that water well away from the foundation, 12, 14, 20 feet. It's never going to be too much.
So many of the cities, jurisdictions that are listening to us, and I can think of so many downriver, Berkeley, Royal Oak, Hazel Park, the homes were built too low. They were just built too low. The garages were really built too low. And if I'm someone out there looking to buy a house and I'm concerned about water in my basement that I'm going to buy, two things I would definitely look for, Chuck, is a good overhang around the house when the gutter system takes that water away. And the other one is I want that house nice and high for the water just goes straight away. That's where I'm very lucky where I'm at now. When I get rain now, that water just goes straight away from my house.
You and I have said forever, if you can build a new house, build it high. And we've said, even though we're not advocates for more building codes and laws, there should be codes that require minimum 2-foot overhangs on all extensions of the roof perimeter, because that makes a huge difference.
Huge, huge. I mean, think about
huge.
It. Huge. If you have no overhang, the water hits and goes straight down your siding, straight down the face of your house. You have those overhangs, it drips away. Hey, Tim, we'll talk to you. Tim from Temperance, we'll talk to you when we get back from the break, along with taking your phone calls. 888-654-GUYS.
A lot of you are having troubles because you got old, crummy, single-pane windows in those houses that are 80 years old. And we're telling you, go to Clarkston Window and Door and get them replaced once and for Clarkston Window and Door.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. And don't forget to check out the Inside Outside Guys article in the Detroit News Homestyle section every Friday. This week it's on contract basics. You can also check that article out at theinsideoutsideguys.com and the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. So, Chuck, anyone that listened to us last week at the Novi Home Show, they got a chance to meet Jeff and Ed from J&E Window Insulation. And a couple of great guys. What'd you call them? Old salty
old
dogs.
The guys have been in the industry as long as I have.
Right.
And it's interesting. They've seen it all. They've done it all. And they know how to do it right. And it's just interesting. Our audience got to talk or listen to Jeff talk. And he's just slow, deliberate, says what he intends to say. And he doesn't lie. And he doesn't make anything up. They're just a good company, J&E.
Honest and ethical. You know, we have so many good window companies. Window World, who has a Window World window. And you got Clarkson Window and Door, who has the North Star window. And then you got J&E, who specializes in multiple different kind of windows, whether it's Marvin, Anderson, Pella. And a real cool thing today, if you're thinking about windows for your home, J&E is having an open house today. And you can go check them out at 32242 West 8 Mile Road. And they'll be there. Let me get my phone number is 248-473-6999. And they're going to be there till 3 o'clock today from 10 to 3. They're going to be having an open house at J&E Insulation, 32242 West 8 Mile Road in Farmington Hills. If you want to get an education on windows, fenestration, head over to their open house.
Good job.
We'll take your phone calls now, 888-654-GUYS. Let's talk to Tim from Temperance. What's going on, Tim?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. You guys get around to the majority of the shows, and you see a lot of the high-end during the Parade of Homes things. And my question is concerning kitchen appliances. On extensive consultations with Joe Gannon, I've decided to go with Bosch across the board. My question for you is, how many induction top burners are you seeing in high-end homes?
That's one of those things that threatened to overtake the luxury market probably, 15, 20 years ago. And we're talking about electrical induction versus thermal conduction, which electric stoves for generations have provided for us. And they didn't quite catch on as much, I think, because people had to buy specialized cookware for the induction stoves as well.
And they didn't understand them. That was a big
yeah. The beauty of it is, I mean, there's a lot of snotty high-end perceived benefits to that, but induction stoves don't cook any better than gas stove. Actually, the people that have the really snotty high-end stuff tend to have gas.
Not for much longer if your president has anything to say about it, Chuck.
Yeah, don't even. Boy, if we were a political show, this would start the next 4 hours, wouldn't it?
Gotcha.
But Tim, gas is still a great way to go. It's instantaneous. You see what you're getting, you know, out of the device.
It's inexpensive.
Yeah.
It's inexpensive to cook your food.
Yeah. Truly.
Right. But the other thing is, you know, there's always going to be the super high-end stuff, you know, the Sub-Zero and the Thermidor and the Wolf.
Sure.
And people who really want gas, even if they do end up banning it someday, which they probably will take the outdoor stuff and just move it indoors.
Yeah, and I mean, it doesn't really make any difference, true story, which of those you choose, unless you just have a preference because I don't cook. Ken, I don't think you would consider yourself a cook per se.
Absolutely, I'm a cook. I cooked dinner last night. I cooked dinner on a regular basis, pal. I was raised with a single mother. I was cooking when I was young, yeah.
So what was cooking last night? You tore open a bag, dumped it in a pan, and turned a burner on.
Chuck. Hey, Tim, hopefully we answered your question. We appreciate your call, my friend. Chuck, you know better than that. Yesterday at around noon, I took out a couple of sirloin steaks, opened up a plastic bag, dumped them in there, put all the seasonings, then put a little Italian dressing, wrapped it in, literally sucked the air out of it myself, that bag, put it in the fridge, waited it for marinate. Last night when my wife got home from work, I had sirloin steak marinated, rice, and vegetables for me. So like, I know I enjoy cooking. I really do.
Good job. So what do you prefer? Induction, electric cooktop, or gas?
I you know what? Only one I haven't has induction, but that never impressed me. I'm a gas guy. I have gas now. My wife likes gas. I mean, I'm a guy that I'll turn that burner up all the way. We have that middle burner that's like a piece of iron that you could sear your steaks on. I turn that thing up all the way, and that's how I like my steaks, is to sear them.
So do you use a cast iron pan when you sear steaks?
Yeah, that has actually my wife spent a lot of money on this pan. There's a special name for it. It's one of those snotty ones.
And then you don't clean it with harsh chemicals because the cast iron needs to season over time.
Water and soap. That's it. Soap and water.
Got to be careful with the soap you use on a cast iron
pan. And a
pan.
Brush. I don't use a sponge. I always use a brush to grind. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to have the Victors from Victor's Home Solutions coming on, talking about their new bathroom remodels they're going to be doing. They're going to be branching out a little bit. You've been hearing about it. Now you're going to hear from the man themselves on what they do. One other thing I want to remind people, Chuck, we had a call earlier about pavers, and it's right time of year. We get the emails on brickwork because people do brickwork this time of year. You don't want them outside, you know, when it's 20 degrees out doing brickwork without any kind of protection. But a company like Brickworks Property Restoration, they can do brickwork this time of year, especially with the weather. If it's over 32, they can do it just like it's, you know, 80 outside. But they also can tent things off as well. So if you think you need some brickwork, whether it's porch or chimney or anywhere around your house, make sure you contact Brickworks Property Restoration.
Good idea. And we want to remind you, we'll take your calls after the break. We don't want to get Robert from Livonia on and then have to interrupt him and make him stay.
No, actually, buddy, we have to try to take him real quick because we have Victor coming up after the break. Yeah, oh, I apologize. There goes the time. Stick around. We're going to have Victor's from Victor's Home Solutions coming up after the break. Chuck, we were talking windows a minute ago. We're going to see our friend in a couple of days, aren't we? Jeff from Clarkson Window and Door. Oh, is what you're talking about. I apologize. This next segment of the Inside Outside Guy, sponsored by MacFarlane Painting. Okay, we kept him on because we thought we had a question. Robert, feel free to call back right now. I'm sorry, is Robert there?
Hi, can you hear me?
There you are. How are you doing, Robert?
Very well. How are you?
Good. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yes. Got a vanity in a bathroom that seems a little porous. I can tell you it's not, the countertop seems a little porous, and it's stained with dyes, like hair dyes and stuff. It's not quartz. It's not granite. It's not marble. It doesn't have any sheen to it. But so looking to basically seal it. Looking for a good sealer or any ideas on two things: how to get the how to best get the stains that are in there out, and then how to prevent future stains.
Depends on what it is. If it's corian, you could lightly sand corian. I would strive to find out what it is. If it's corian, or
that's the problem. That's the problem. I don't quite know what it is.
Well, here's what we would. Here's what we would suggest. Take a picture of it. Take a picture back and a picture close. And head over to Granite Source of Michigan, which isn't far from me. They're right at 8 Mile Telegraph, 8 Mile Losher area. They are on the north side. And head in there and just talk to George. Show him the picture. I can almost guarantee you he's going to be able to tell you what it is by looking at it. And he'll have a sealer that he can give you that they'll sell right there that will take care of it.
Interesting. Granite Source of Michigan. Okay.
Yes, sir. All right.
They have everything.
You think even sanding it to remove the stains?
Well, not if it's not.
The light white.
I wouldn't touch it until I talked to someone over at Granite Source.
Exactly. It could be a synthetic marble. It could be a variety of things. And it really depends on what it is, how you're going to treat it. I mean, I wouldn't hesitate to use a vinegar solution or a distilled denatured alcohol on any surface, but if those don't work, again, I would trust Ken's advice on that.
Granite Source of Michigan. Thank you so much for the call. We greatly appreciate it, sir. Hey, on the line with us right now, we have the Victor from Victor Home Solutions. How you doing, Victor?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Ken and Chuck. I'm doing great.
How are you, sir? You sound great. How's life?
Life is good. You know, it's been a good winter. We finally got some snow, which we all get to enjoy a little bit. So enjoying the beautiful Michigan.
I don't enjoy anything about snow, Victor. Sorry.
Bless your heart, man.
I'm not a winter guy at all.
Bless young kids.
Hey, Victor, yeah. we've been hearing. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you got to take what Michigan gives you, right? You know, we get the hot, we get the cold, we get the spring rains, the fall. So I enjoy all four seasons.
You know what? I used to enjoy winter more when I had a snowmobile, but I can't ride those anymore. Too sore when I get done. but I get it. I get it. Victor, we've heard you talk for years on WJR about the great roofs that Victor's Roofing have done. But you've been recently telling us about the beautiful, safe walk-in showers that Victor's Home Solution is going to be doing. Can you talk away? Let us know. Let our audience know all about Victor's Home Solutions, please.
Yeah, so over the years we've been growing, right, and we've become known as the go-to roofing company for roofing problems and taking care of our customers. And as we've, you know, sat down over the years, we've looked at, hey, what else can we offer to our customers, right? And, you know, with the same quality of service that we're known on our roofing side, with the same quality of product on the roofing side as well. And we've done quite a bit of research. I have, you know, friends and family around the country that I've been able to visit to see what they're doing in their businesses and how they're running theirs and, you know, what kind of product they're offering, how they're installing it. And we probably spent a good 12 to 16 months of just, you know, making sure that we find the right product, we find the right installation techniques. And, you know, recently we just launched our bath division, right, where we go into a customer's home, we're able to upgrade their bathroom with a brand new shower, right, either a tub to shower conversion or just replacing an old existing potentially moldy tub with a brand new safe one as well. And we've been having great success with it and just having great, great feedback as well.
I can say you're kind of past the experimental stage here. You've spent a lot of time, effort, energy, as you said, making sure you can get it right. So if somebody calls you today and let us know, how do they call you and how they contact you, what's the process? What's the procedure?
Well, just as always, right, we want to have a great customer experience from the very, very start. So whenever they call us, we ask them a few simple questions, right, and obviously make sure that we can do the work for them and offer them a quote. And then we set up a, you know, free, no obligation inspection and estimate, right? We'll go into the bath area, we'll inspect it, we'll see what needs to be done. We'll offer a few cost-effective solutions as well. And that's just a simple phone call, and usually we can get to a customer's home the same or the next day.
Wow. Victor, you know, in the Southeast Michigan, through the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, every house that was built with a bathtub and the shower in the bathtub. So people had to step over. Then they would put the tile. And I tell you, I think we probably all know someone that wound up slipping when they were lifting their leg up, getting over top of that bathroom. You guys could definitely make that safer. Can you tell our listeners how, please?
Well, absolutely, right? I mean, just to start with, whenever we go into a bathroom like that, we remove everything down to the studs, right? We take all of the old Mudset tile down. We take the old cast iron tub out as well. We redo the plumbing, the drain, the you know, shower fixtures and things like that. We put a slip-resistant shower basin to make sure that whenever you walk into your shower, you're not slipping, right? Like, that way you can take a safe shower at your home. We install acrylic panels all the way around with, you know, green backer boards as well. And, you know, we can do shower curtains, we can do glass doors. So we really customize that solution for that homeowner. And then at the end of the day, we want to make sure that people do experience a safe shower without the fear of slipping. We, you know, install ADA compliant grab bars as well on top of that. And once again, all of that is customizable to that homeowner's preference.
How about seats? Can you put seats in those showers for old guys like me, Victor?
Yes, we can. We have a few seat options that fold down. And we can also, obviously, depending on the shower type, if it's big enough, we can actually build in a shower seat, or we can have a fold-down teak shower seat.
You know, Victor, we always talk about, Chuck and I have a phrase we call senior steps. And it's when a senior has to lift their foot over. And those bathtubs were bad enough, but a lot of those nowadays have like a 4-inch or 6-inch they have to step over. And those are difficult for a lot of seniors to navigate that, believe it or not. Tell people about your zero entry showers.
Oh, yeah, right. It's the zero entry shower, but it's even potential for someone that's in a wheelchair as well, that it's a very, very low barrier. It's about an inch and a, it's about an inch and a half to maybe 2.5 inches at most. It's about as little of a barrier as we can get, right, to make sure that we can actually drain the water out of that shower base as well. But once again, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that people can, you know, stay in their home for as long as they can and not be concerned for their safety.
Yeah, I
think
I used the wrong
maintenance
term.
I'm sorry, Ken.
I used the wrong term. Low entry step is what I wanted to say. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, not zero. I'm just curious, maintenance issues, because, again, people in my age group don't want to maintain any more than they have to.
Good point.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that we talked about, you know, with our customers is our porous-free acrylic panels that we use, right, that have antimicrobial, you know, properties to them to make sure that the cleaning can be as easy as possible. We don't want to say, right, just like on the roofing side with gutters or shingles, nothing is ever 100% maintenance-free. You're still going to have to obviously maintain and keep your shower clean, but it's a lot less intrusive. There's a lot less to do with a acrylic shower versus a standard fiberglass or even tile and grout.
Exciting.
It is exciting, Victor. And you know, you've been known for your roofs for years, and you are shortly, in no time at all, going to be known for the showers and other stuff you do. 734-666-6914. 734-666-6914. Senior and veterans discounts available. And I'm sure you have some great financing options as well, Victor. Thank you so much for coming on the show with us today, sir.
Thank you, Victor.
All right. See you guys.
Take care, my friend. Take care.
God
bless Victor
you.
From Victor's Roofing.
You know, hey, another great guy, Joe Mars, that runs, yes, Foundation Solutions 360. Boy, if you've got a basement water problem like one of our earlier callers had, he's not a one-size-fits-all company. He'll come up with a customized solution for your basement or crawl space water problem. That's Foundation Solutions 360. Welcome back, everybody. I want to remind you, tomorrow morning we'll be here for the regular time from 10 to noon. And, of course, we will be taking your calls. But we do have a guest tomorrow, so you want to stay tuned to find out who that is.
We absolutely do. I want to remind people that in 2 weeks, the Inside Outside Guys are going to be at the Backyard Pool and Spa Show. Be caller 9 right now at 800-859-0957. To get your pair of tickets to the Inside Outside Guys, see us at the Backyard Pool and Spa Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Want to take a second real quick to say thank you to Victor from Victor's Home Solutions, and his phone number, 734-666-6914. If you need help, Victor can help you. He'll help figure out a way. If finances are an issue, Victor will help figure out a way to get you that bathroom, that roof, whatever you need. He's just the best. One of the absolute best out there. So
yeah. And if you've got any issues with old plumbing faucets and fixtures, Waterwork Plumbing. I was thinking of air and the allergies everybody has, but Waterwork Plumbing is a trustworthy, dependable company for that.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned Amnesty. I know that was a Freudian slip, but you know, Amnesty, we've been getting so many emails that go like this. Does Amnesty's Aero Seal work as well as you guys say it does?
Yeah.
Some people actually hearing about the Aero Seal product other ways and asking us who's in our area that should put it on. And our answer is yes. It is one of the best new technologies the Inside Outside Guys have seen probably in decades. It is something that is so, so, so necessary for every home out there. And will over time 100% save you money and start paying you back, just like insulation. When you say, Chuck, start paying them back the minute it's done.
Absolutely, you'll be more comfortable. You'll be more energy efficient. I mean, there's no negatives that we have seen with that product. It's all positive. Let's go to the phones.
When you seal those ducts and go ahead. Let's talk to Vicky in Dearborn. Good morning, Vicky. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My problem is a plumbing problem. I have cold water galvanized steel metal pipe for my cold water. I have a shutoff right before the section of my pipe in the basement. It's about 9 inches long, about 1.5 inches wide. It's crusted over with calcium deposits, some of which are white and yellow. Also, I see little crystals on it. So far, it has not been leaking. However, I have to put a new toilet in, and I've been, you know, turning the shutoff right before that to my kitchen sink and the toilet area. I need somebody that actually can replace this piece of metal pipe and also put a toilet in for me. And I need somebody that's going to do a good job, because if they break that, I'm going to have two dumpsters take all my stuff out of my basement.
Boy, I get it. I'll tell you, we have said for years, if you touch one piece of old plumbing, you're going to touch 12 pieces. And that's why we like a company like Waterwork Plumbing, Vicki. I would call them.
Yeah, they'll come
but
down.
But I need the number.
We've got the number. It's 248-542-8022.
Thanks. See you. Bye.
Great. Great.
We're just teasing you, Vicki.
248-542. What was the rest of it?
8022.
8022. So it's 248-542-8022. And they can put a nice toilet in for me and take care of my problem.
They can do, if it has anything to do with a plumbing system, commercial or residential, Waterwork Plumbing can take care of it. Absolutely. And we trust them.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be calling that number because, like I said, I don't want the flood. I want to have two dumpsters take all my stuff. These pipes are like 80 years old.
Absolutely. Believe me, I used to work in houses like that. And I think we tried to do our own, you know, modifications in kitchen remodels and bathroom remodels for twice and said, nope, we're going to bring a professional plumber in for that phase of the work.
Now, let me ask you a question, Vicki. Bringing them in, you're in Dearborn, which got a lot of trouble. Yeah. Do you have a backflow preventer in that drain underneath your concrete floor?
I don't know, but I haven't really had any problems.
Okay. Well, we always know when we get those big floods, Dearborn, Royal Oak, Berkeley,
yeah,
those
I know.
Areas
I'm lucky.
That hit it, Oak Park.
Nope.
Yeah. But if you get something like that, while Waterwork is out there, ask them what that will run to put in. And it could be an insurance for you that could save you a lot of money in the future.
Yeah, it actually might lower your insurance rate.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, see, like I said, I got so doggone much stuff, I'd have to move so much stuff. I'd have to find my drain. I don't know what drain is, but.
We get it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I lived here for over 60 years, and I'm telling you, like, and plus, it's just like I can't get my stuff up because someday I'm going to need this stuff. And actually, I do need the stuff. So that's why I'm not getting rid of it.
That's why you save it.
Yeah, do what our grandmother did. Let us worry about it. Let your kids worry about
really.
It.
Yeah, really. When I die, then they go be hauling all my stuff out. But hey, the neighbors be picking my stuff over like crazy.
You got it.
Well, thank
Vicki,
you.
Thank
I'm
you.
Definitely going. Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
I'm going to call these people, and I certainly appreciate the help because I know I keep hearing about Waterworks Plumbing from you guys, but you guys never give out the number.
It's Ken's fault.
100%. Oh. Yeah, my fault. You know, Vicki, Waterwork Plumbing, we first met them. I think they had 4 trucks, and now they're at 14 or 15 right now.
Wow, great.
They are growing like crazy. But we need you. You know, we don't do this for free, Vicki. You know, we need you to pay for this service from us. And what we charge is for you to tell all of your friends and families about the Inside Outside Guys. It's very important to us that we reach as many homeowners, because in Metro Detroit, you know, we're the guys. We want to help homeowners. People do not have a good resource unless they go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com. So promise you'll let everyone you know about the Inside Outside Guys. Okay.
Because like I said, I don't know who to talk to, you know, who would do a good job. And like I said, I always kept hearing about you just talking about Waterworks Plumbing. But there was never a phone number, and it's like, oh, heck. So that's why I want to talk to you and find out. I figured you probably were going to say Waterworks Plumbing, which is great. But now I got the phone number, and I can talk to the people, so... yes, I'm definitely going to get this done.
Thank you very much, Vicki.
Bless your heart, Vicki.
You have a good night. Good day. Bye-bye. You know, Chuck, Dave at Waterwork Plumbing, we trust them. And we make sure people know there's not a team partner on the InsideOutsideGuys.com that we would not let work on our house. Matter of fact, and we're talking so much about water getting away, Christian Gutters, I'm going to call them out this spring to get some gutters put on my place. because it's time. I need some bigger gutters put on my place, and Christian's Gutters is going to be the company I call.
I want to remind everybody, too, if you're in the situation Vicky is, where you hear the name but you don't have the phone number, go to our website. That's why we have that website, and that's why we maintain it, and that's why Ken tries to make sure it's easy to use for old guys like me.
And that website would be theinsideoutsideguys.com. 24/7, if you need anything, if you heard something today, you didn't have time to write it down for any reason, just go there and say, hey, I heard you mention to Vicky in Dearborn about water work plumbing. What's the number? Or scroll down and you'll find them at the Inside Outside Guys team partners page. Thank you so much, everybody. Stay tuned for Michigan State basketball coming up after this. And the Inside Outside Guys will be back tomorrow morning from 10 to noon. Partner, thanks, buddy.
Absolutely. And Dave and Danielle, thanks as well.
Don't forget, everybody, from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day. Thank you to Victor from Victor's Home Solution as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.